Jamie Simo is a volunteer with the city of Longmont and is a birder. And thank you so much, Jamie. Tell us what you have coming up for this next week.
Thanks, Elena. Yeah, our group, Stand With Our St. Vrain Creek, which is a citizen action group here in Longmont, we're organizing a Save Our Swallows event on Sunday, July 24th at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's going to be at the Rogers Grove Picnic Pavilion, which is right next to the bathrooms there, close to the parking lot. And we're going to talk about the bank swallows, which are colonial nester there at Rogers Grove. We'll have some scopes for people to take a look at the swallows. And we'll just talk about some challenges that the swallows are facing from current city RSVP or flood mitigation work that the city is eventually going to be doing.
Well, tell us a little bit about these swallows and then why is there a threat?
So these bank swallows, they have a very specific habitat. They need at least a 70% slope, which is rapidly decreasing as we do erosion control and flood mitigation work. And they also need a really specific sandy type of substrate in order to dig their burrows. So they're a rare and declining species. They're only found in Boulder County in a few places, and this is the only colony that is found on Longmont protected land. So
these are not the swallows that sometimes have their nests hosed off, even when there's young in the nest or eggs in city parks.
No, this is a colonial bank nesting species. The ones that you're probably thinking of are cliff swallows that often use underpasses or bridges, or even sometimes barn swallows that use sometimes people's porches or maybe like a Kroger or what have you. These nest actually in the banks, but they do face challenges from people just like cliff and barn swallows do.
And what do swallows eat and why should people care? Some people might say, well, I don't even know what a swallow is. Why should I care about this?
Right. So all swallow species, bank swallows are our smallest swallow species in here in North America. All swallow species are aerial insectivores. So they primarily will feed on things like gnats or mosquitoes, things like that. So of course, those are nasty biting bugs that we don't really want around. So you would probably want to have these swallows around in order to take care of those for you.
And how can people find out more about this event and about birds in general in Boulder County?
So we have a website. It's standwithourstvraincreek.com. And the saint is abbreviated to ST. You can find all about our organization as well as this event on there. You can sign up for updates to our blog on there. And then there are a number of different places that you can get information about swallows in general or bank swallows. The Cornell Lab has eBird, all about birds. We have some info on our site about bank swallows in general, Boulder County Audubon, any of those organizations, BCNA, the Boulder County Nature Association is also a great resource.
And does your organization also work on other issues around protecting and enhancing the St. Vrain ecosystem?
We do. Stand With Our St. Vrain Creek isn't just limited to bank swallows. We're concerned about the entire length of the St. Vrain riparian corridor. Riparian corridors are one of the most productive places in Colorado for wildlife in general. And also there are movement corridors. Any riparian corridor, animals are going to travel up and down those corridors. So it's very important to us to protect it from encroaching development and other human encroachment.
Well, Jamie Simo, if you could please give that website once more.
Sure. It's standwithourstvraincreek.com. And again, the saint is abbreviated to ST.
And the event is this coming weekend.
Correct. July 24th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Picnic Pavilion at Rogers Grove.